In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Let us read to you from the first book of Samuel, chapter 3, verses 1 to 11.
撒母耳記上, 第3章, 1至11節.
During that time, young Samuel was ministered to the Lord under Eli. A revelation of the Lord was uncommon, and the vision infrequent.
小撒母耳在厄里面前服侍上主，那时上主的话少有。
One day, Eli was asleep in his usual place.
有一天，厄里睡在自己的房里。
His eyes had lately grown so weak that he could not see.
他的眼睛渐渐昏花，已看不清了。
The lamp of God was not yet extinguished, and Samuel was sleeping in the temple of the Lord where the ark of God was. The Lord called to Samuel, who answered, "Here I am." He ran to Eli and said, "Here I am, you called me." I did not call you, Eli said, "Go back to sleep." So he went back to sleep. Again the Lord called Samuel, who rose and went to Eli. "Here I am," he said, "you called me." But he answered, "I did not call you, my son, go back to sleep." At that time, Samuel was not familiar with the Lord because the Lord had not revealed anything to him yet. The Lord called Samuel again for the third time. Getting up and going to Eli, he said, "Here I am, you called me." Then Eli understood that the Lord was calling the youth. So he said to Samuel, "Go to sleep, and if you are called, reply, 'Speak, Lord, your servant is listening.'"
然对撒母耳说，去睡吧。假使有人再叫你，你就回答说，请上主发言，你的仆人在此静听。When
Samuel went to sleep in his place, the Lord came and revealed his presence, calling out as before, "Samuel, Samuel."
撒母耳就回去，仍睡在原处。上主走近，像前几次一样，召叫说：撒母耳，撒母耳。
Samuel answered, "Speak, for your servant is listening." The Lord said to Samuel, "I am about to do something in Israel that will cause the ears of everyone who hears it to ring." The word of the Lord.
上主的话.
My dear sisters,
亲爱的姊妹,
God calling prophet Samuel.
天主召叫撒母耳先知.
God called Samuel 3 times.
天主召叫他3次.
And all the time Samuel thought it was Eli the priest who was calling.
而三次呢，撒母耳都以为系咧嗰个师傅厄里叫佢。
Eli finally directed Samuel to speak to the Lord, speak Lord, your servant is listening.
最后呢，厄里就教撒母耳话。 上主请你发言，你的仆人在此静听。
And that's when Samuel went to lie down, and Samuel heard the voice of God.
于是呢，撒母耳就翻返去瞓低，咁佢就听到上主嘅声音啦。
And Samuel responded, "Speak, Lord, your servant is listening."
而撒母耳就答上主，请发言，你的仆人在此静听。
There's something very significant here.
It is
God who was calling Samuel. But Samuel was not responding to God but to priest Eli. He was not able to recognize the voice of God. In verse 7, the word of God is telling us, why was it that Samuel not able to recognize the voice of God?
在第七节呢，天主圣灵解释俾佢听，点解撒母耳唔认到天主嘅声音？
Because Samuel was not familiar with the voice of God.
佢话撒母耳不知道是上主，因为上主的话尚未启示给他。
That's why the boy was not able to realize it was God who was calling him.
所以撒母耳唔能够辨别出呢个系上主叫佢。The
boy was not familiar with the voice of God.
因为佢唔熟悉天主嘅声音。My
dear sisters.
我亲爱嘅姊妹。
Jesus speaking of the word of God said something very significant.
当耶稣讲天主嘅话嘅时候咧，佢讲咗啲好关键性嘅说话。
Jesus said, you must hear the word of God and obey.
耶稣说你必须聆听上主的话，而且服从。
And he even said a parable in Matthew chapter 7.
他甚至在马窦福音第七章讲了一个比喻。
Parable of a man who built his house on the rock.
讲的这个人呢，他将他的屋建筑在磐石上。
The wind blew and the rains fell and beat upon the house and the house did not fall.
狂风暴雨，日晒雨淋，但房屋并不坍塌。
And this was the parable that Jesus spoke for the person who heard the word of God and did the will of God.
这个耶稣是讲紧那些聆听主圣言而又实行的人的状况。
It's very important to know Jesus did not say, read the word of God.
你要很小心留意，耶稣没有说到一句读天主圣言。
Jesus said, hear the word of God or listen to the word of God.
而耶稣用的字眼呢，是聆听天主圣言。
Therefore, the word of God is to be listened to.
所以天主的圣言呢，是需要被聆听的。
It's not enough to read the Bible.
所以只是读圣经是不足够的。
Of course we read the Bible.
当然我们读圣经啦。
But what is the Bible?
但圣经是什么？
The Bible is the Word of God.
圣经是天主的说话。
As the Word of God, it is to be heard.
既然是天主的说话，是要被聆听的。
A word is to be heard.
一句说话是要被聆听的。
When God calls this book the Word of God, God is giving a promise to us.
当天主称这一本书作为天主的圣言的话，即是说天主是为我们作出一个承诺。
That when we open this book and read God will speak to our hearts.
在當我們打開這本書去閱讀的時候，天主會向我們的心發言。
Therefore, when we read the Bible, our hearts must be alert to hear God speaking.
所以當我們讀聖經的時候，我們的心必須是警醒，好能夠聆聽到天主的聖言。
The challenge that God is giving us is this.
天主對我們的挑戰就是這樣。
Everything written in this book becomes an experience in our hearts.
所有在這本書上面所寫的都會成為我們生命裡面的一些經驗。
What does Jesus mean by hearing the word?
當耶穌說聆聽天主聖言的時候，他的意思是什麼？
How do we hear the word?
我們怎樣聆聽天主聖言呢？
We do not hear with the ears.
我们不是用耳仔去听的。
Everything we hear with the ear will be forgotten.
所有用耳仔听的东西之后都会不记得的了。
We need to hear with the heart.
我们必须用心去听。
Every word that we read must be taken into the heart.
所有我们读的这些天主圣言呢，必须深入我们的心里面。
And that's what the psalmist is telling us.
这个就是圣咏作者对我们所说的。
Psalm 119 verse 92.
圣咏119:92.
The psalmist tells us, O God, if your word had not become the delight of my heart, I would have perished in my misery. The psalmist is praising God.
圣咏的作者赞美天主。
For a very special God experience.
因为是一个很独特的对天主的经验。
The word of God became a delight in his heart.
天主的圣言呢，成为他心里面的喜悦。
That delight was so overwhelming, all the misery of his life vanished.
这个对天主圣言的带给他的喜悦呢，是更澎湃呢，以致他心里面所有的苦涩都消失。
Therefore, the psalmist is speaking about listening to God's word.
所以圣咏的作者呢，叫我们要聆听天主的圣言。
Ezekiel also speaks about it.
撒加利亚都这样讲。
Ezekiel said, O God, I found your word and I ate your word.
他说，主啊，我发现你的圣言，而我就吞食了你的圣言。
When I ate your word became like sweet like honey in my mouth.
当我吞了你的话语之后，你的圣言在我的口腹里面就成为。
Verse 10, the prophet is speaking about a great experience of the word.
这个是厄则刻尔讲他怎样经验天主的话语。
Not merely hearing the word and forgetting it.
不单只听了就忘记。
The word of God becoming a great experience, a great power in the heart.
天主的圣言呢，在我们的心里面呢，成为一个很伟大的经验，同埋有很好的果效。
Jesus himself spoke about it.
耶稣自己都是这么讲。
John chapter 15 verse 11.
约翰福音第13章第11节。
Jesus said, I say these things that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete.
我对你们讲论了这些事，为使我的喜乐存在你们内，使你们的喜乐圆满无缺。
The joy of Jesus filling our heart in such a powerful way that joy becomes makes our joy complete.
约翰的十五十一章，天主的话语呢，让我们知道有这么大的喜乐，以致我们感觉到圆满。
Therefore, the word of God is again and again speaking to us of an anointing experience of the Holy Spirit.
所以天主的话语是一三番四次这样告诉我们当圣神与父有的时候的话，
In my heart, I heard my God speaking to me personally.
在我的心灵深处，我听到天主特别地跟我说话。
It became a personal experience in my heart.
它成为我心一个独特的个别的经验。
I was deeply touched by the word of God.
于是我就深深地被圣言所触动。
To understand this, we must know there are three layers of meaning for the word of God.
要明白这一样东西，我必须要知道天主的圣言是有三个层面的。
Take any event in the Bible, there will be three layers of meaning.
咁咧喺圣经入边嘅任何一个章咧，你都会发现到呢三个层面嘅。
First, there is a historical level.
第一咧就系历史嘅层面。
The historical level is the most superficial level.
呢个系最表层嘅。
Something happened 2,000 years ago or 3,000 years ago.
有一啲事情喺2000年前或者甚至3000年前发生咗啦。
Say for example, Luke chapter 19, we are told of the experience of Zacchaeus.
例如咧，路加福音第19章咧，我哋听到有关窄隘嘅故事。
Zacchaeus climbed up on the sycamore tree, and Jesus called him down. And went to his house.
窄隘咧爬到上棵树上边，但耶稣咧就叫佢落嚟，而且去佢屋企食饭。
In the house of Zacchaeus, Jesus declared salvation.
而喺窄隘嘅屋企咧，耶稣咧就宣告咗救恩啦。
Today salvation has come to this house.
就话今日救恩临现到呢个家。
This was an event that took place 2,000 years ago.
呢个系喺2000年前发生嘅一件事。
But this is only the historical level of meaning.
但呢个只系咧历史层面嘅意义。
There's a deeper theological meaning.
仲有一个更深啲嘅咧神学性嘅意义。
There's a truth that is being conveyed.
咁咧就系同我哋讲紧一啲真理。
What is the truth conveyed to through the Zacchaeus event?
呢个窄隘归依嘅故事讲紧啲咩真理呢？
The truth conveyed is that God is merciful.
就系天主系慈悲噶。
God is so merciful that He went in search of Zacchaeus.
天主系咁慈悲，以致咧佢去寻觅窄隘。
And Jesus saved him and his family.
而耶稣就拯救咗窄隘同埋佢全家。
This is the theological layer.
呢个系神学嘅层面。
But there is a still deeper meaning.
但仲有一个更深嘅层面。
There's a personal layer of meaning.
就系我哋每一个人个人嘅经验。
A layer that is special to each one.
呢个层面咧，系对我哋每一个人都系咁独特。
When I listen to this event today,
当今日我聆听呢一个事件咧，
God is speaking to me.
天主自己向我说话。
What God is telling me today is the personal layer.
天主今日同我讲嘅嘢咧，就系我嘅个人层面啦。
Maybe I have a problem in my family.
或者我屋企入边有某个困难。
And God is asking me to be merciful.
而天主就要求我咧慈悲。
Maybe I'm tortured by guilt feeling.
或者我个心咧系被呢一个罪疚感所折磨。
And God is consoling me by saying that He is a loving, merciful God.
而天主咧就用呢个故事嚟到去安慰我，等我知道佢系一个慈悲嘅上帝。
That will depend on the circumstance in which I read the Bible.
呢个咧就视乎你读呢篇圣经嘅时候咧，你当时系咩情景？
God is speaking to me what I need to hear at that moment.
喺此刻，天主就按照我嘅需要咧向我说话。
That will be different in different times and situations.
在不同的时间和情势之下会有不同的结果。
When I hear God speaking to me, I would know God has spoken to my heart.
当我听到天主向我说话的时候呢，我会感觉到天主亲自向我的心讲嘢。
This is between me and my God.
只是在我和天主之间的。
And that becomes a God experience in my heart.
这个成为我心里面一个天主的经验。
And when we read the Bible,
而当我们读圣经的时候呢，
we must wait for this experience.
我们必须等待有这个经验出现。
When I say, God speaks to us, God does not speak through the microphone.
当我们说天主向我说话，天主不是透过个麦和我说话的。
I speak through the microphone because I don't know what's happening in your mind now.
神父呢就要用麦和我们说话，因为他不知道你们的心里面想着什么。
Even if I know what's happening in your mind, I do not know what God wants to tell you.
就算神父知道你的心想什么，他都不知道天主想跟你说什么。
And God will speak.
因为天主自己会讲嘢。
Because God knows.
因为天主知啊。
God knows every single detail of our life.
天主知道你生命入边所有微小嘅细节啊。
Even a hair that falls from our head is all counted by Him.
因为就算我哋头上嘅头发都一一数过。
Matthew chapter 10 verse 13.
系马窦福音第十章第十。
Again, God said,
天主又话
Psalm 56:8,
圣咏56第八节
I have counted your afflictions, I have collected your tears in my heart.
56:8.
I have counted your afflictions. I have collected your tears in my heart.
我多次流离失所，你都知悉。我的眼泪聚在你的皮囊里，岂不是也写在你的书卷内？
Now what does God want to tell us?
天主想跟我们讲什么？
What God wants to tell us is this, that God knows every silly, even every little matter in our life.
即是告诉我们，天主完全知道我们生命里面发生什么事，就算是那些最微不足道，好像很愚蠢的事，他都知道。
When this God speaks to us, He speaks to our hearts.
当这个上主跟我们讲的呢，他就是向我们的心讲说话的。
To everything that happens to us.
他知道了所有发生我们身上的事。
So one thing we must do every time we open the Bible, we must open the Bible after having prayed to the Holy Spirit.
所以每一次当我们打开圣经，我们必须先呼求圣神。
Asking the Holy Spirit to speak to our hearts.
请圣神向我们的心发言。
The prayer of Prophet Samuel.
就是用撒母耳先知所讲的祈祷文。
Speak, Lord, your servant is listening.
上主，请你发言，你的仆人在此
听。I am prepared to listen to the voice of my Jesus.
我准备好了要听耶稣的声音。
I am prepared to do the will of my God.
我是准备了要去成行天主的旨意。
The prayer of Mother Mary.
这个就是圣母的祷告。
Am I your handmaid? Let it be done to me according to your word.
愿照你的话成就于我吧。
Becoming the servants and handmaids of God.
我们要成为天主的仆人和婢女。
That will enable us to listen to the voice of our God.
用这个心态，我们才能够听到天主的话语。
We are not able to hear the voice of God, not because God is not speaking.
如果我们听不到天主讲嘢咧，唔系因为天主唔讲说话喎。
We are not able to hear the voice of God because we are not there to listen to Him.
我哋听唔到系因为我哋个人不在啊。
Because we call this book the Word of God.
我哋称呢本圣经咧系天主圣言。
And the book of the letter to Hebrews tells us that God's Word is.Active and living.
希伯来人书话俾我哋听咧，天主嘅话语咧系活生生嘅
，piercing into our hearts.
就咧系刺透我哋嘅心嘅。
However sad we are,
无论我哋嘅心有几咁忧伤
，however thick the clouds of sadness may be around our heart.
无论我哋心嘅忧伤系有几厚嘅云雾去包住我哋嘅心。
The word of God is a two-edged sword.
天主嘅圣言咧就好似双刃嘅利剑咁。
It will cut into the thickest of darkness.
系能够刺穿所有最浓厚嘅黑暗。
And will enter into our hearts.
而能够直入插入我哋嘅心房。
Often we wonder where to turn to.
我哋好多时咧会怀疑咧，究竟我哋可以转面去哪方
？Too many things are going wrong with my life.
啊，我心入边咧动动都出错。
Everybody is bent upon misunderstanding me.
个个人都误解我。
Why is everybody so determined to misinterpret my intentions?
为什么个个人都刻意地扭曲我的意愿啊?
And where do we turn to for comfort?
我能够转向哪里找寻安慰?
The Lord has invited us to Himself.
上主现在就邀请你去祂的。
Come to me, you who are burdened and tired.
你蒙苦和负重担的到我跟前
And I will comfort you.
我会让你安息
How does Jesus comfort us?
耶稣怎样安慰我们
Jesus comforts us by speaking to our hearts.
耶稣透过向我们的心发言去安慰我们
In such moments, pray to the Holy Spirit, asking the Holy Spirit to speak to your heart,And open the Bible and read.
在这样的时刻呢，先向圣神祈祷，然后让圣神带领你呢，打开圣天主的圣言去阅读。
He will hear it in your heart.
用你的心去聆听。
Echoing in your heart.
他会深入你内心深处。
The Lord God changing your heart.
天主就会改变你的心。
Why are we often so disturbed?
为什么我们时时都会觉得忐忑不安呢
Why are we often so upset?
为什么我们是不开心呢
Not because God is not there to comfort us.
并不是因为天主没有在安慰我们
But only because we are not there before God for God to comfort us.
是因为我们没有临在在天主面前容让天主安慰我们
We must go to the Lord.
我们必须去主的跟前。
And be there with the Bible.
而喺嗰度咧，拎住本圣经。
The Bible must become a constant companion of our life.
圣经咧必须成为你嘅人生路途上嘅伴侣。
That we may be able to listen to His voice.
让我哋能够时时都听到天主嘅声音。
One lady once told me her story.
有一次咧，有个女士走嚟同神父讲佢嘅故事。
She was a normal worker in a private clinic.
佢咧喺一间私家医院入边咧系做一个。
The doctor told her.
医生话俾佢听。
That there was a very special patient in the ward of that doctor.
咁咧，呢个医生手下咧系呢个病科几一个好特别嘅病人。
This patient had a psychiatric background.
这个病人呢是有精神病的背景的。
He would suspect everyone and everything.
他会呢对每一个人和事呢都有很多的疑心。
He would imagine everyone is trying to poison him and kill him.
他会呢怀疑呢个人都想毒死他的。
So the doctor introduced her to this patient.
咁啊，醫生咧就介紹呢個職員咧俾呢個病人啦。
And the doctor told her that she has to come with food every day.
咁咧，個醫生話俾佢聽，你日日咧都要帶啲食物嚟。
And every day the same type of food.
日日係同樣嘅食物。
If she kept a different dish, this patient would suspect it.
因為如果你帶唔同嘅食物嚟咧，這個病人就會起疑心啦。
And every day the same tray.
同埋每一日咧都用同樣嘅托盤喎。
And water in the same glass.
同一隻杯，同一樣嘅水。
Because of his problem.
因為佢神經好啲啦。
One day he said, "That morning."
嗰朝佢啱讀咗一篇之主啊。
And then.
其實咧，呢個病人做咗呢件事之後咧，係好後悔。
He knew what he did was very inhuman.
佢知道佢咁樣做咧係非常嘅唔合人性咯。
And he said to her.
佢就同呢個女士講。
I'm very sorry for hurting you.
我對唔住啊，我傷害咗你。
But she told him.
但佢話俾佢聽。
Sir, I care for you.
先生，我好關心你㗎。
Please eat the food.
請你食咗呢啲食物啦。
And this man 2 days after asked her.
咁呢個男士咧就問佢啦。
How could you do this to me?
你點能夠咁樣對待我嘅咧？
She said she was a Catholic.
佢就話俾佢聽，因為我係天主教徒。
She had gone for a retreat.
我去咗參加秘靜。
And she had made a decision in the retreat.
在秘境裡面,她做了一個決定。
To do everything, to make every decision in the light of the Word of God.
做任何的事,或者做任何的決定呢,都要在天主聖言的光照之下去做。
And that's why she did this to him.
所以她能夠這樣對待他。
This man, after he was discharged from there, he also came for the retreat, though he was not a Catholic.
这个病人虽然不是教友，但他后来出了院之后，他都来参加神父那里的秘境。
Because the witness of this lady was so inspiring.
因为这个女士的生活见证呢，对她是非常之感动。
My dear sisters,
我亲爱的姊妹，
every day we must read the word of God.
每一天我们必须读天主圣言。
And certain words will strike us.
而你又会发觉呢，一定有一些字眼呢。
Certain verses will stand out in a bright light.
有些字眼呢，会是好像在光芒中浮现。
You must take down such verses.
我们呢，就必须要谨记住这些章节。
And read and reread again and again.
是要再读，再读，再读。
Because God is waiting to speak to you through that word.
因为天主咧就等待紧咧，透过呢啲说话向你发。
It is like the children putting chocolate in the mouth.
就好似咧小朋友咧食朱古力咁样。
Not only children, even we.
唔单止小朋友食，我哋都食，系咪？
When we put chocolate in the mouth, we do not gulp it down, do we?
当我哋食朱古力咧，我哋一定会狼吞虎咽，嗰啲咕噜咁嚟吞咗落去。
We will slowly move the tongue.
我哋会咧慢慢夹。
Until all the sweetness in that chocolate flows into the mouth.
直至到咧呢个朱古力嘅甜味咧系融喺我哋条脷嗰度。
And that's what we do. We should be doing with the Word of God.
所以呢个亦都系我哋需要咧去品尝天主嘅圣言。
There's a lot of sweetness in the Word of God.
喺天主嘅圣言入边咧，有好多甘甜。
There's a lot of heavenly comfort in the Word of God.
有好多属天嘅安慰喺天主嘅圣言。
There's a lot of joy in the Word of God.
有好多嘅喜乐喺天主嘅圣言。
And we must open our heart for all the joy and comfort to flow into us. And thus we must become familiar with the Word of God. Samuel was not able to hear the Word of God because he was not familiar with the voice of God.
撒母耳辨辨唔出天主嘅声音，因为佢唔熟悉天主嘅圣言啊。
We must become familiar with the voice of God.
但我哋必须熟悉天主嘅声音。
East, Pope Francis speaking now to us? Can you see him? Can you hear him here? You cannot hear him. But bring a radio here. And tune it to the wavelength
of
Vatican Radio. Pope Francis will be speaking to you. That means we could not hear Pope Francis speaking, not because Pope Francis is not speaking. Pope Francis is speaking, but we don't know the wavelength of the voice of the Pope. Same way, we are not able to hear the voice of God because we are not familiar with the wavelength of the voice of God. We must open our heart, asking God to speak to our hearts. There should be longing in our hearts to listen to God speaking. When there is a longing in our hearts, we will hear God speaking. And the joy and the peace of the Lord will fill our hearts. That's how the Word of God should inspire our hearts. Let's close our eyes for a moment. The Word of God is our constant companion. Oh God, you have given us your Word. I want to listen to your voice. Speak, Lord, your servants are listening to you. Give us the grace to listen to your voice in the sanctuary of our hearts. We want you to speak to us, that we may listen to you and find our life in you. Every day when we open the Bible and read, Lord, speak to our hearts. Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise you, Jesus.
Praise you, Jesus.